What is up, everybody? It is your boy, Chef Nigga D. Thank you for entering into the Nigga Room. I really do appreciate it. Before I want to continue, I just want to shout out to my nigga, Chief Hunts. He was supposed to be doing my podcast. He was supposed to be featuring my podcast, but unfortunately, I guess some shit came up for him, so he wasn't able to do that. But we can assure you that we will be bringing that to you. I also want to tell everybody that instead of my podcast being on Tuesdays at 4:20, it'll be on Wednesdays at 4:20. Well, except for today. But the reason why is because I get it that sometimes jumping from one episode to another within like a 2-3 day period is a little short. So I just bumped it one day. I'm like, all right, give y'all the benefit of a doubt, you know. And I also decided on not to be playing music anymore because that'll make y'all be able to listen to exactly what I'm saying instead of trying to listen to exactly what the music's playing, you know? If y'all want, I can send y'all some bomb-ass playlists, but that's about it. All right, let's get this shit started. So, I don't know if any of y'all are really aware of, there's teachers in Oklahoma that have gone on strikes because of really, really poor school. Like, the chairs are broken, the books are trash, the tables are broken, the bathrooms are disgusting. But yet, lawmakers are asking for, I don't fact check, but I'm pretty sure it's somewhere around $800 million for them to build 2 more prisons. I'm going to let that sit in. I'm going to repeat that and let that sit in for a second. For 2 new prisons. Now, I want y'all to tell me, what does that tell y'all? What does that tell y'all about lawmakers? Like, I know that maybe some of y'all are woke. I would hope most of y'all are woke, if not all who listen to my podcast. I hope some of y'all are woke. But we all know that the jail system in the United States of America is all a business because it pays them extremely well, because there's no such thing as a government-owned there's no such thing as a government-owned prison. All prisons are private-owned. If nobody knew that, now y'all know. The more you know. But, yeah. So, lawmakers are asking for $800 million, but yet they cannot pay these teachers, or they cannot upgrade these schools so that these teachers could be teaching our youth better things in life. That tells me a whole lot of shit right there. That tells me that, one, oh, well, I've been on this. The government doesn't give a fuck about the people. Two, the government only cares about money. I've already known all that. And three, they're basically saying, fuck education to everybody. I'm like, man, fucking education. I'm not one to be talking because, yes, I am not going to school right now. And I don't know when I will be returning to school. But that's because I'm trying to play basketball. I'm trying to go pro. And so I'm not saying that I'm a hypocrite. But what I'm saying is education is important. Education is a really important thing because without education, I wouldn't be able to read. I wouldn't be able to write. I wouldn't be able to do a lot of things. Education is very important. There are some things that are taught in school that I would rather prefer us to teach about life lessons. But, you know, that's a different day, a different story. But, my mans, y'all real life trying to incarcerate more people than y'all trying to educate people. That tells me a lot, man. I can't get over that. Like, Oklahoma, this is the Nigga Room. We do not fact check. But I'm pretty sure that Oklahoma is top 5 for sure in incarceration in the United States of America. But they're 47th in education in the United States of America. 50 states, so you rank them. And that's really bad, man. I'm beyond speechless about that. But anyways, so the other day, Safari, I guess, right before he was going into an interview, he got pulled up on. Like, niggas, like, robbing him. Like, pull up. Like, yo, what's good, my nigga? Run me your chain. Run me your everything. And then when he got to the interview, he was, like, crying about that shit. And then people were laughing at that nigga. First of all, y'all niggas, whoever laughed at Safari because he was crying because he got robbed gunpoint on the back of his head, every single one of y'all niggas is pussy-ass niggas. I don't care. If y'all want to fight me, I could drop that location. Simple as that. Y'all niggas are pussy-ass niggas for that shit because, first of all, I've been shot before. I know how that shit feels. That shit is not a good feeling at all. Second of all, that nigga he's not even aware of him. He's not even thinking that he's in danger or anything like that. That nigga is just on his way to do a fucking interview. And then two niggas pull up. I don't know how many niggas it was, but niggas pull up on him. And then they left. And then they, like, tell me to run that shit to you, nigga. I guarantee if it was 95% of every single other anybody else, they would probably shit their pants or pee their pants. Or they'll be crying and they'll just give them everything. So, like I said, for all y'all niggas that were laughing at Safari, fuck y'all. I don't know why I put the blunt down. That's my fault. But yeah, y'all niggas is pussy-ass niggas for that shit. Anyways, that nigga, he had gone to Instagram or Twitter or wherever he went. I'm not too sure. And he said that his uncle had gotten killed because of a very similar incident. And so for him to be crying, or for that to happen to him, is because that's who he was thinking about. That just reminds him of his uncle, how that could have been him. And I agree with him, because I hope y'all know this by now about me. I don't care about materialistic things. I could give two shits about that shit. And he said the same thing. He's like, those were materialistic objects. You can get those back. But your life, you can't get that back. And he's, like, emotionally scarred from that shit. And that's the same thing as, like, niggas who say that if you, DeMar DeRozan, if you're going through depression or anxiety or anything like that, niggas say that shit's soft or that shit's freaking emotional. Like, nah, nigga, y'all need to be careful with that shit because, honestly speaking, mental health is just as, if not more important than physical health. Because once you, like, your brain comes first and then after comes your body. I mean, obviously, there's things called instincts, but y'all know what I mean about that. Anyways. Shout out to ADD, All Deaf Digital. If y'all don't know who that is or what that is, I highly suggest y'all go look them up and go look at their content. It's funny shit. So, them niggas, I guess now they're doing a new episode, and it's called The Hotbox Challenge. I need ends. I need ends on baby. That would be I need ends on that. The Hotbox Challenge. Because on God, if there's four niggas in a car hotboxing, I'm winning. All I need is water and I'm winning that shit. Y'all should go look that shit up. That shit is dope as fuck. I want ends on that. Because me by myself, I can handle like two or three blunts. And that's like, what, 45 minutes to an hour by myself in a car. So just imagine with four other niggas breathing that shit in. Oh, winner, winner, chicken dinner. I need that. Baby. So I please, for all of my niggas who do listen to this, for all my supporters out there, if I do have any, I'm just kidding. I know I have supporters out there. I fucks with all my supporters out there who be DMing me. Sidetracked. Thank you for all the niggas who be DMing me and telling me that they appreciate the shit that I be saying, that I be talking that real shit. Real recognizes real. Real always recognizes real. And I appreciate that from each and every one of y'all. Y'all keep doing y'all grinds too. Y'all know who you are. I'm not putting y'all names out there because y'all know who y'all are. But anyways, go on ADD, look up their shit. And follow them. And I will be making a post pretty soon. I don't know when, but I will be making a post pretty soon. And that's me asking them if I could be on the show. I will be also doing other things to try to get into onto that show. Because that whole shit, I want in on that. That's something I can get into, for sure. So, once that happens, I will let y'all know. And I will give y'all directions of what y'all can do to help me in order to accomplish that goal that I have set. All right. That's that. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm just like, oh, who texted me? What you doing, nigga? When you got females asking you, yo, what you doing? Oh, my phone locked. My bad, y'all. I'm trying to look at the topics I was going to talk about today. All right. Woo! This is for all my NBA niggas. for all those who do not care about NBA analytics or anything like that, I suggest that you fast forward and go listen to the last part of my podcast. Wait. This is the second to last topic, so I suggest you just fast forward like maybe like 3 or 4 minutes. But anyways, for all my NBA heads, let's get it. Playoff season, playoffs approaching. Unfortunately, my Lakers did not make it. And that's gonna, I'm upset about that. I'm not gonna lie. But it's cool though, cause man, we had a good ass season. Compared to last year, we had a good ass season. No disrespect to D'Angelo Russell whatsoever. I fucks with you, D'Angelo Russell. But now I see exactly what the Lakers were talking about. Now I see why the Lakers were saying that. Oh. That you have the talent, but you don't put in the hard work. I see that shit. And this, I've met you before. I've met you in Chick-fil-A. You a cool ass nigga, my mans. Prove them wrong. Prove us wrong that you could be that nigga. Prove us wrong that you could be that D'Angelo that be scoring on Cleveland when they had Kyrie and LeBron. You scoring 40 plus, or I forgot how. I think he scored 40 something. I'm not too sure. I forgot to be honest, but. Be that nigga. But my Lakers, congrats to y'all. Cause next season finna be litty. We're being top 4 seed easily. Cause we still got two. I want Boogie. I keep saying this. All I want really is Boogie. Let's keep Isaiah Thomas. Let's see what we can do with him. Like, I don't see a big deal of, but I want Boogie though. For sure. PG-13, I love you, man. I love you to death. But I don't know, man. I don't know if I really want you on the Lakers right now because we got Brandon Ingram. Because who's going to be off the bench, man? That's the unless y'all real life going to be starting like Lonzo, Brandon Ingram, and then freaking Paul George or switch Paul George to the shooting guard position. I know the NBA is going positionless, but still. Like, damn, man. I don't know if I really want Paul George. This is my opinion. I really do hope on this topic, especially more than anything, that somebody replies to this shit, man. You know what I'm saying? But, PG-13, LA native, just like me. Born and raised. But, I mean, come on, man. Right now, what you doing in OKC is not proving it to me. You hooping, don't get me wrong. You a big thing about everything, but you kind of overrated, man. I don't think you deserve a max at this point. But let's see what happens, man. Playoffs is here. Playoffs is a whole different game. Let's talk playoffs. Oh, nah, let's just talk playoffs. I've already said this before. So, you know how I said that OKC is going to make it to the finals? I still stand by that bitch. I don't give a fuck. We're making it to the finals, baby. That's my take. OKC in six. Yeah, OKC. I'm just playing. I don't know about OKC in six. But I know for sure that we're passing the first round and we're going against the Rockets. If we beat the Rockets, we're going to the finals. Baby. If we beat the Rockets, we're going to the finals. Although we're trash, bruh. We lost against a Steph-less and Clay-less
Golden State.
But then again, they still have two. They still have Draymond and fucking what's his face. But we still garbage, bro. We should have won that game.
We should have won that game. But it's all cool.
It is what it is.
Now, for the East, I don't know who's gonna make it out the East, man. Cleveland, they just showed me that they really can't. They about this life.
Kevin Love is a really important piece on that team. And so I really couldn't tell you out of the East who's gonna make it out. Boston, they still hooping even without their core. They still hooping, but like they ain't got no Kyrie. Obviously they ain't got no Hayward. They ain't got no Marcus Smart. They ain't got no Rozier. Damn, they're injured as fuck. But still, man, they still hooping out there. Brad Stevens, you might fuck around and win Coach of the Year. Actually. I don't know, man. Mike D'Antoni, he proven it to me. All right, y'all. So now, I hope I got all the rest of my niggas who don't really follow the NBA. I hope y'all came back. So now we're going to get some motivation. Yeah. Y'all know this was coming. I don't know why y'all acting like it wasn't here. I'm at the Roach. Y'all know what's good. So today we're going to talk about doing what you love and loving what you do. Now, a wise man once said that if you're working at a job that you love, you'll never work a day in your life. Firm believer. A man. So yeah, y'all know that I always be talking about how I'm not trying to make somebody else make money off of me or anything like that, man. But as of right now, until I do make it, going to college or playing basketball, I mean, going to college, going pro, I know where I want to work at. I want to work at the gym. Any gym. I don't care what gym it is. I just want to work at any gym. I don't care how much they pay me. I just want to work at any gym right now. And I want to do this personal training shit. Because I love working out, and I love teaching people too while working out. So why not put those two together and teach people how to work out and make them change their lives, man? That's why I'm trying to do this personal training thing. Cause at the end of the day, that's what I'm trying to do. That $30 that you're going to give me per session, I guarantee you is going to weed. On God, it's going to weed. Either you could pay me in weed or you could pay me and money. Either way is perfectly fine for me. Fuck, where's my lighter at? Oh, I don't need it. Actually, I do need it. But yeah, I'm only asking niggas to pay me because, you know, if I don't charge you, you won't take me serious. And that's just facts. If you're not paying for something, you'll never take it serious. For instance, If you have a good amount of money in your bank account, but you have food in your fridge, what are you honestly gonna do? Are you honestly gonna go cook food, or are you gonna go buy something? Like, are you gonna go buy some food outdoors? Yeah, I know the answer. So that's what I'm saying. Like, and it's food that you've already bought in, but it's just there. If you won't, that's the only reason I'm charging you niggas. That's like the shit that I'm charging y'all is cheap. Like some places they be charging $20, $50, $60 just to do that. I'm just like, no, cool. Like, and I smoke you out. But anyways, I want to work at the gym. And I guarantee you, if I do work at the gym, I will love it there. Cause I love interacting with people, and I love helping people working out. So that's perfect. And that's why I say, do what you love and we'll love what you do. If you go work at the gym, I mean, if you go work at a spot that you want to work at, or that it has your field, if you subtract all the bullshit excuses that you may or may, or all the bullshit that may happen, you'll love that job. And I'm talking about something that you actually want to do. I'm not talking about being an assistant
to doing something what you actually want to do. I'm talking about actually doing it. Like, if you want to be... If you want to be a dog groomer, you go groom dogs. If you want to be a mechanic, you go be a mechanic, and that makes you happy. But don't just settle for something just because it pays well. Because if you're settling for something and it pays well, once you start making a good amount of money, you're gonna realize that that money isn't making you happy. And the job that you're at isn't making you happy. And hopefully it's never too late. But what happens if it is too late? You don't want to be that person who says, what if? Because what if sucks balls. I fucking hate what ifs. I just had a what if. I went to the beach the other day. There was this fine ass chick. Ah, and she was thick. She was thicky. But she was with her friend and her man. That was a perfect opportunity for me to go walk up to her, talk to her. And I got that. I'm summer body ready. I don't care what anybody says. Well, nah, I'm not summer body ready yet. But I'm almost ready. So I was confident in hitting her up because I know I could bring the table, but I never did it. And what if? See what I'm saying? Simple as that. Shit that happened last week. I'm still thinking about that shit. But that's my point. Don't be a what if. Whatever you want to do, don't worry about how much it pays at the moment. Because at least you're getting paid for it. If you got bills to pay, then cut back on some of the shit that you be doing. Like if you have... Like cut back on the Netflix. Cut back on the... getting your nails done or whatever, cut back on, like, be looking bummish for a few couple of weeks. It's okay. You're going to get money eventually. But don't worry about how much it pays. Because if you're worried about how much it pays, then I guarantee you, you're going to realize that money is never the route to happiness. It helps. I'll guarantee you that. I hate being broke, but at the end of the day, it's always bigger than the money. It's always bigger than basketball. It's always bigger than the money. It's all about humanity at the end of the day, to be honest with me. But anyways, y'all, I'm done with this blunt, so you know what that means. Remember, summer is literally right around the corner. Like, that bitch is gonna be here anytime soon. It's finna be litty. This summer's finna be lit for me. I don't know about y'all. But why go to someone that you don't even know when you could just take my first workout for free? See if you like it or not. We could do it anywhere you want. Literally, I could work out anywhere. I can make workouts for you. Even, like, you don't need weights for you to work out. If you want to get big, then I suggest you hit weights. But that's not the point. Any type of, if you're trying to lose weight, if you're trying to gain weight, trying to get lean muscle, if you're trying to get mass muscle, anything. Hit me up. I got you on that. It's $25 for an hour. I think it's $25 for an hour, $35 for 2 hours. All workouts do come with meal plans and all that stuff. If you want me, I could even cook for you, but that's like different pricing and all that shit. But I am pescatarian, but that does not mean that I'm going to give you a pescatarian diet. If you want to eat meat, I'll give you as much meat as you want, and you can still eat healthy, and it'll be bomb as fuck. And also, with every workout comes a 2-blunt hotbox sesh. I mean, who wouldn't want that, bruh? Baby. Who does that? Who does that after every workout? They go smoke you out. You're paying $30 for a workout and for me to give you food. And who does that? Nobody, my mans. Hit me up, man. Hit me up in them DMs. Hit me up and email me, whatever. If you got my number, text me. I do not be giving my number out like that. But if you have my number, text me. And this is your boy, Chef Nigga D. Thank you for entering into the nigga room. I do appreciate it. And we out this bitch. Deuce, deuce.